Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with me today because we got Stephen Little back on the show. Steve's a good friend of mine and yours, whether you know it or not. Steve's an expert on small business growth. And he's talked about this many times before on the show. He's written about it. He's got a number of books that he's written, including his new book, Duck and Recover. Steve is a CEO that he's run a number of companies himself very successfully, and now he's just like you and me. He's a small business owner. Steve Little, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. You're a smart guy. You've been a CEO of some pretty significant companies over the years. This isn't your first goat roping. You've been around a while, seen some stuff happen and some stuff that ugly stuff before. What do you think about what's going on? What do you think we are at this moment in time in this transition year in our economy, but in the global marketplace? What are you seeing?
Well, I see unprecedented volatility like we've never experienced in my lifetime,
How much of that volatility is past, and how much of it do we now consider? Are we now thinking about that is just possible?
It's 2006, Jim, and I'm not a market analyst, but if you look at the markets in 2006, we didn't have one single day where the Dow Jones Industrial or the NASDAQ were plus or minus 2% in a given day. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen in that year.
Right, right.
It's approaching 30 times this year,
mm-hmm,
so far, and we're halfway done.
Right.
That when markets are fluctuating like that...
When they go up 400 one day and down 300 the next day,
which there's volatility like we've never seen,
yeah.
And what happens with volatility is uncertainty. And so any economist or any expert like me that tries to tell you what's going to happen next, you know, I listened to an economist yesterday telling me that unemployment was going to be a little less than what the projections had been, and I'm not listening to them. They don't know. Mm-hmm. When you have that kind of fluctuation going on, what I know is we could have a tremendous upside a year from now, and we could have a devastating hit that we don't see coming. Mm-hmm. And that's what volatility is all about. We could vacillate in either direction.
Well, you know, whenever we started having those swings, I guess it was in... beginning in 07, I guess, or something like that. That's when I started saying that clearly Wall Street was working at cross purposes with Main Street, because Main Street doesn't have those kinds of swings.
That's right.
We don't have those, and because we're grounded on what's really happening, which is some real company selling a real product to a real customer who's going to really use it, not some fictitious document that was created only to make commissions.
And now, see if you agree with me on this. What's happened now is that the volatility has led in the markets to emotional thinking, not necessarily rational thinking.
More so than ever before.
And that emotion has now crept into Main Street, and unfortunately, lately on Main Street, I hear a lot of people leading with emotion when logic is what should be ruling the day right now. There are ways to look at this situation and this economy logically, both in terms of the dangers and the opportunities being afforded us by change.
You're 100% correct, and I'm glad you said that, because, see, this ties in exactly with what I've been trying to get across to anybody who will listen, and that is that small businesses not only have the opportunity to be the leading sector of the next recovery, but they will do that. The question is whether any particular company believes that enough to be one of those leaders.
To
be one of those leaders. Because there's no question in my mind, the big companies are have been wounded significantly, but they've cut back on their overhead enough that they're going to be okay. But I think in the recovery, they're not going to be in as good a position to take advantage of this next recovery as small business as a sector. What do you think?
Well, that's what the title of my new book, Duck and Recover.
Yeah.
If the idea is to first ready yourself, get yourself in the proper position. I call it the duck position. Get yourself positioned properly so that when we have a recovery, and we will, Jim, I don't know if it's 6 months or 6 years.
Well, it's happening, it's happening right now.
It feels like it, but it could have another contraction. We've had that in the past, too, where we've had double dips.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had a double dip in the early 90s where we thought we were headed up and it came back down again. So if you position yourself properly with some of the cost controls that you've talked about and some of the ways of looking at markets, then you're in the proper position to truly recover, which is to take advantage of opportunity. And,
hold on to that thought, Steve. We've got to take a quick break, folks. Stephen S. Little is the title, is the name on the book, Duck and Recover, The Embattled Business Owner's Guide to Survival and Growth. Steve and I will be right back after these messages, 20 till. Shocking Blue bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got some lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you got, regardless of what you got on your mind under the Small Business Sun. We got something you can read or listen to. You can ask questions. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out my blog. And lots of stuff at smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Stephen Little is our guest. Steve is the author of the new book, Duck and Recover. And Steve, by the way, you and I are going to be together next week in Raleigh at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference, their annual convention over there. I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Yeah, it'll be a pleasure to see you. It's always a good thing that you and I get together once a year and can compare notes and talk to the chamber leadership from this country.
Exactly, yes. It's going to be fun, and I'm excited about that. It's always a good time every year. Steve, Duck and Recover reminds me of what I told my audience about back in December. I started saying your 2009 goal is going to be to make sure you open your doors January 1, 2010. That's your single goal. Just focus on that. And then that's the duck part.
Yep.
And then about April or May, I started saying, okay, it looks like, I don't know where things are going, but it looks like things have settled down a little bit. And looks like the comet only slightly glanced us. We didn't get a direct hit. And so now, continue to operate for survival, but start paying attention about planning for success. Looking at the chinks, the cracks in this wall we've been bumping up against, that might be some opportunity coming through. And that's your recover part, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And it takes two steps in my mind. The first idea is to actually get out of your bunker. So many business owners I deal with right now are in a bunker mentality. They got their heads down and they're just looking at their day to day, and they're not getting out and looking around. Once the danger is over, and I think we're starting to get to that point, you need to get out and look around, because what we're really trying to do, I think, is to now fill the market vacuums that have been created. And vacuums have been created. People have gone out of business, or new opportunities have been created, new markets have been created because of fundamental change in our financial services, in our government. And so as a result, by getting out and looking around and filling some vacuums, there's some opportunities out there.
Well, and see, here's the thing. And I said a minute ago, start seeing, the lights at the end of the tunnel or whatever. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? Small businesses are going to make those holes in that wall. They're making those. They are the lights that are coming at the marketplace, and not a freight train. So I mean, literally, the act of, as you say, getting out of the bunker and going out and seeking opportunity, that's what creates the recovery. That's what creates the expansion.
Let me just give you one small example, Jim. I think you'll agree that this is the way things normally happen, especially for small business, privately held businesses. When times are good, they're more likely to go to their national trade show, their regional trade show, or even their local trade show, because they can afford it. And when times get tough, they pull back. They don't go and press the flesh and meet the folks and look for the new relationships and talk to people and learn new things. But in my mind, it should be exactly the opposite.
I completely agree.
That when times are good, stay home and you know, make the bacon, right? And take the orders. If I believe you should be there all the time. But if you're going to choose when not to go, mm-hmm. when times are so good, the orders are coming in over the transom. When times are tough is when you should be talking to people about your vendors, to your customers, your vendors' vendors, your customers' customers, and there's no substitute for face-to-face. So it's not just the trade show. It's about getting out and talking to people about, hey, how can you and I forge a partnership to make something good happen for the both of us?
I like what you said about you talk to your customers' customers, because I think that is the most important 21st century thought that a business can have. And I've been talking about this for a long time, Steve, and you have too. If you really want to build a relationship with your customers that can't be broken, help them. Don't just find out what your customers want. Find out what your customers' customers want and help your customers serve those people.
You probably remember this. One of the ways I was survived and thrived in the 90s. In the early 90s, we had the savings and loans destruction, especially in the South. And I was building hard hats at the time, manufacturing hard hats in this country. My customers were building supply houses and safety distributors. What we did was, I said, let me go talk to people who actually wear these things every day. Mm-hmm. Not even the foreman, not even the owners of the construction. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to the person wearing it. And everybody buying it throughout the system, you know what they thought the most important thing was? They thought safety was the most important component.
Mm-hmm.
But we were all held to the same Washington standard. It was an Andy mm-hmm. standard of whether or not this hat met a certain criteria. We all met that. The number one thing that matters, whether or not the guy wears it, or a gal even, wears it on a job site, especially a construction site, is one thing, comfort.
Right.
That's it. And by adding a half a cent of padding to the forehead, beat the competition, and we actually grew during that period by adding a half a cent worth of padding on the forehead so it wasn't rubbing their heads.
What
wrong.
A novel idea. Ask a customer what they want.
Yeah, the people are actually wearing it, because when you talk to the crew, chief, the guy that was running the place, he said, you know, I can't get these guys to wear them. All they do is sit on them, or they put them, you know, they throw them in the truck. But so that if OSHA comes around, we've got them, but we don't really use them. You know, so I asked the people, you know, what would make you actually wear it? If I could wear it all day and not have it rub me raw, I'd do it. So mm-hmm. we ended up winning. That's a good example of it. Of you, right now is a great time to meet the market needs.
Yeah, and
find out what those market needs are.
There's no better time to get close to customers, no question about it. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Stephen S. Little. The book is called Duck and Recover. It's his brand new book, now available wherever books are sold. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Stephen Little is our guest. His book is called Duck and Recover. Steve, tell us how we can find your book, how we can find you.
Well, it's in better bookstores everywhere, of course, and right now the book is doing particularly well on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, but best way to find me is website, which people will find, I think, very unique in its technology. That's StephenSLittle.com, Stephen with a V, middle initial S, Little. StephenSLittle.com.
Check it out, and they can find your other books there as well. He's written a number of them. And Stephen, tell us what is the most important thing you think people will get out of your book for these times.
I think it's going to be a reality check. I'm not in the business of trying to make people feel good. I'm not in the business of trying to put pie in the sky projections for them. It's a matter of dealing with your own stark realities, and probably the greatest barrier to future growth. And getting through this particular time is our, and I say our, because I'm just as guilty, mm-hmm. our inability to see reality for what it truly is.
Tell the audience the Twain quote that you have in the book that I like.
Yeah, you know, the book starts with Twain and ends with Twain. And
couldn't have done better than that.
And so it starts with the quote that all generalizations are false, mm-hmm. including this one. And it's my way of starting the book by saying, look, I'm not talking general terms, but you should reject most of it because it doesn't apply to you. You know, there's no rules of thumbs. There are things for you to consider, but you know your business better than anyone. Let me give you some general ideas, and then you take it for what it's worth. The book then ends with Twain, which I love this one, which is he says, "I'm an old man, and I have seen many troubles, but most of them never happened." And you know that hand wringing that's going on out there about what could potentially happen, and the thing. It shouldn't be the thing that immobilizes anyone.
But that's what we do, though, isn't it? I mean, we get these things worked up in our head. I mean, how many times have I had a situation that had to be dealt with, and until I got into the act of taking care of it, I'd already worked myself up into a tizzy over how bad it was going to be, and it turns out it was nothing. It was not even 10% as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Exactly.
And
right.
So, of course, that was when I was a younger man. Now when these things happen, I try to dial that down about halfway at least. But it's okay. It's not a bad thing, I think, to prepare yourself for the eventuality of things. That's always a good thing. But don't make yourself sick about it. Don't cause yourself and your company to go into that bunker you were talking about.
That's it, because what we've got to do for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, is keep our wits about us. And when we allow emotion to take over, then we don't make good decisions. And so right now we're being tested the same way you would test somebody in boot camp, the same way you would test a doctor going through residency. A lot of people who I know are being tested for the first time because we've had relatively good times for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting tested for the first time. It isn't how we react to good times that leads to sustainable, profitable growth. It is how we react to economic adversity. It's how we react to actually being driven to our knees, mm-hmm. literally, by crippling economic things that seem to be beyond our control. How you get up from that, how you react to that, is what leads to sustained growth every time. Anytime you talk to someone who's done it for 20, 30, or more mm-hmm. years, they'll always talk about how they were able to pick themselves up after really getting hit hard. Tell them, now's the time to rise to the occasion.
Speak to, in the minute or so we got left, speak to the younger generations. They've never been through anything like this before. You and I have, but they've never been through anything like this. In a perverted way, we don't wish this on ourselves, but this is actually could be a growth opportunity for people, anybody under 45, couldn't it?
Well, absolutely, and here's the other thing. The people that maybe even a little younger have so much less vested, really, that they don't perceive it the same way you and I mm-hmm. do, Jim. They've got more time to recover, which they understand, which is very logical, and maybe more importantly, they don't have as much skin in the game, and they know
right.
it. And so the people that are younger that tend to have a little bit less in it, I hear from them saying, it's kind of bad, but it's not that bad. It's
right.
the players that have been at it for a while that
right.
have gotten to some bigger numbers that are the ones sweating the bullets.
Mm-hmm.
The younger people are the ones that are going to make better decisions. If I had my choices, I'd rather be that young person that doesn't have as much to lose because they're going to make the right decisions.
You're going to bet on the young, aren't you?
I'm betting on the young right now.
I am too, because they're the ones who are going to pay our Social Security checks, Stephen.
Well, then I better hope they do real
well. I'm betting on those guys. The book is called Duck and Recover. It's a red book with Stephen S. Little's name on the cover. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, we'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week, in Raleigh. Stephen Little, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.